Well, now I've got this edition's quiz question for you to test your little grey cells. And again, we're in the area of general knowledge. We want to know, David Lean's film was a passage to which country? David Lean's film was a passage to which country? And we'll give you the correct answer next week. And now for three more items of information. Firstly, a call for carers to get more government support. Disability Rights UK has shared the following response to the latest survey on carers. A report by the Centre for Social Justice has found that carers are not being given the support they need, meaning many are forced to work alongside caring responsibilities or are being forced out of work altogether. Our social care system is failing both disabled people and carers, and the large number of disabled people who are also carers by not providing the right support to ensure carers can stay in work if they choose to, or be financially supported by our social security system if they are unable to work whilst caring for a loved one. The Centre's report surveyed family carers and found that nearly 400,000 family carers have left paid employment to look after a disabled or older person in the year 2021-22. The results of the survey also show that 65% of those not currently in full-time work say they would take up paid employment if they could, and 59% say they would take up paid work with the right support in place. It is important to remember that our current social security system is leaving carers without the support they need, meaning many feel compelled to go back into paid employment to fill the financial gap that being on carers' benefit creates. Those who want to balance caring responsibilities and the opportunity to work outside the home should be supported to do so, and those who are unable to work on top of intense caring responsibilities shouldn't have to work or worry about paying their next food or energy bill. A second item is grants awarded for two mental health projects. Two mental health and wellbeing grants have been awarded by Braintree District Council to enable Mid and North East Essex Mind to launch two new projects across Braintree District. Firstly, Mid and North East Essex Mind will be offering access to the award-winning Mental Health Toolkit via online and in-person training sessions to residents. They are geared to people looking to learn the essentials of how to look after their own and support others with their mental health. Ginny Idahen, Chief Officer of Mid and North East Essex Mind, said, "The Mental Health Toolkit has been successfully rolled out in Suffolk by Suffolk Mind. It is designed to help people identify and meet emotional needs, which teaches everyone to be more aware of what we need to maintain good mental health. 50 fully funded Mental Health Toolkit training places are available. Each workshop takes half a day. In addition, the charity has also received funding to deliver 6 peer support sessions for people with personality disorders." Simona Bota, the project manager for Mid and North East Essex Mind's Personality Disorder Service, said, "This grant will enhance the existing Personality Disorder Support Service, which provides practical support for people either diagnosed or undiagnosed with personality disorders. Many people with a personality disorder often find it difficult to address or cope with everyday issues without a helping hand. Our navigators provide practical help and support on a wide range of issues, such as housing, drug and alcohol misuse, plus advice on how to make medical appointments, gain employment, and benefits. For many users of the service, the peer support sessions are often the first time individuals have had access to a friendship group that understands their needs. The session also offer individuals an opportunity to talk to others with similar issues and provide help to overcome barriers. And our third item, families urged to apply for grants. A national charity is urging families in financial need with young disabled adults to apply for a support grant which is offered UK-wide. Family Funds Your Opportunity Grant Programme aims to enhance the life of disabled or seriously ill young adults aged 18 to 24 years old who are living at home. The charity's Your Opportunity scheme offers grants to disabled adults aged 18 to 24 years old living at home whose families are struggling financially. Funds are available now to help even more families across the UK. Families are eligible to apply if the young person lives at home with their parent or main carer. So families interested in making an application for a young person should go to www.familyfund.org.uk. That's www.familyfund.org.uk. Now I'm going to hand you back for the rest of the local news.